trio of Senate Democrats earlier this week released a proposal to institute a 15% minimum tax on large corporations. By large, that's businesses reporting annual profits of more than $1 billion at least 3 years in a row. This is another plan aimed at raising revenue to help pay for President Biden's Build Back Better agenda and the big spending plans Democrats have been negotiating. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about how corporations currently handle taxes? What impressions do you have about the taxes larger companies pay, whether they contribute fairly compared with individual taxpayers or maybe with smaller businesses? Do you have thoughts about the idea of requiring a corporate minimum tax? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Thomas Kemp is professor and department chair at the UW-Eau Claire Department of Economics. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Rob. Thanks for having me.
From what you're seeing from Democrats here, what are we talking about with this idea, this concept of a corporate minimum tax?
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving pieces in all this, as I'm sure you and all the listeners appreciate. So it's not quite clear exactly how this is going to all plan out. But as it stands now, the call is for a, as you mentioned, a 15% corporate minimum tax on incomes for corporations earning annual revenues more than $1 billion. It's not clear at this point what specific deductions and write-offs, you know, may creep into that over the next hours and days, but that's where we are now. So the idea would be that, you know, that all firms of size would have to hit that 15%.
Can you talk about the discrepancy between what we hear argued about a lot, the corporate tax rate and the effective tax rate for corporations? Why is that not the same number?
Yeah, so the tax rate would be the rate on paper, right? So I have income of a certain amount, and that slots me into a certain income tax category, like you know how households have with their income tax. But then, of course, there are a variety of deductions and write-offs that firms can take, as well as a number of other strategies that can reduce their tax obligation, which then gives us the effective tax rate, or the rate of taxes actually paid against revenues earned.
A lot of people point toward loopholes in the tax code that allow corporations to do that, but one person's loophole might be another person's tax incentive, something introduced to have a certain outcome. Is it possible to sort out what we would call a loophole from a policy choice?
Well, that's a difficult thing to do, because, as you say, a loophole is a pejorative term we use to identifying tax policies that we don't like. Interestingly enough, in the broader Build Back plan, there are a number of tax incentives for shifting to, say, green manufacturing and green energy. Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, those will, if they pass at some point in time, also be called loopholes in the tax policy. So it's really important to I think get away from the pejoratives and to start think about tax policy in terms of what we're trying to achieve as a society. Do those so-called loopholes achieve goals that we want to try to achieve as a society?
We're talking to Thomas Kemp, professor and department chair of economics at UW-Eau Claire, looking at the idea of a corporate minimum tax. It's one of many ideas on the table in Congress right now as part of the revenue side of spending plans from Democrats. You could join in with your questions, your thoughts on the idea at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Tom, I think a lot of people look at this and think about the headlines you hear from time to time. Big corporation X paid X amount, zero amount of taxes in a particular year. How does that end up happening? Is it something that you think we should be worried about when it does happen?
Well, it happens for a variety of reasons, but the most common reason is they're taking advantage of loopholes, dare I say it, in the tax code. If they can effectively reduce their taxable earnings to zero, then their tax obligation is zero, of course. And you know, to a large extent, those laws exist for good reasons. They may have been historical reasons or current reasons, but you know, as a society, we put them there in place. And so, you know, if we feel that as a society that corporations aren't paying, you know, what we think they should pay, you know, that it may be time to start looking at what some of those deductions are or other possibilities that allow them to reduce their taxable earnings.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Andrew is with us in Whitewater. Andrew, hi.
Hi there. I just had a quick question on the constitutionality of adding another direct tax to businesses. Given that the Constitution states that in order for a direct tax to be applied, that it has to be apportioned, I wonder how the Congress will amend the Constitution to allow this, or how they plan to get around the Constitution on this issue.
Andrew, thanks for the call. Now, with the idea of a wealth tax, I've heard constitutional objections raised. Tom, have you heard anything like that about a corporate minimum tax, though?
No, I have not. That said, of course, you know, it's the legislative branch's mandate to pass laws, and then if there are objections to those laws on constitutionality bases, then it's up to the judicial branch to reach that finding, right? And so they're the arbiter of whether that's the case or not. And I suspect, right, that with this bill, and as with most large bills, there are many tests of its constitutionality, and that's how the system's supposed to work, right? So legislators legislate, and then the judicial branch makes sure, you know, keeps everybody in line, make sure we're following the other laws that we've set for ourselves.
Thanks for the call, Andrew, at 800-642-1234. Looking at this criteria, 3 years in a row with $1 billion revenue, that's not your garden variety corner store. What kind of companies do we know would be affected, Tom, under the plan as it currently stands?
Yeah, that's right. It isn't. So, you know, I'm concerned, I'm sure, that many people have, you know, that you know, you'd be hitting very small businesses with very small margins with these additional taxes. And you know, those firms that are, you know, under $1 billion in revenue, so $1 billion in revenue, right? So break that down into a, you know, you're talking, you know, millions daily, right? So these are going to be quite large firms that are hit with this, you know, so your Apple Corporation, your Ford Motor Company, your Google, so on and so forth. Not the corner grocery store.
I know there are concerns sometimes about unintended consequences when we make a change in the tax code. We haven't tried this corporate minimum tax idea yet, but do you see any possible unintended consequences of setting this this floor for a corporate minimum tax?
Yeah, I think it's vague enough at this point in terms of what's been said. It's hard to know. I think that it's extremely likely that you know, we're going to end up seeing a whole bunch of deductions into this, right? So it isn't going to be, you know, just 15% on $1 billion and up, and that's going to be the end of it. There's going to be a variety of various incentives and other loopholes, again, dare I say it, written into this. That's probably where our objections and unintended consequences are going to come from.
We're talking. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Thank you.
We're talking to economics professor and department chair Thomas Kemp from UW-Eau Claire, looking at a proposal for a minimum corporate tax. It came from a trio of Senate Democrats, part of the effort to help pay for their infrastructure and social spending bills. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is fair to you when it comes to corporations and taxes? Do you think big companies should continue to be able to take advantage of credits and incentives and other opportunities in their tax code to pay a lower effective tax rate? Do you want to see this minimum corporate tax in place or not? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk with Thomas Kemp from UW-Eau Claire, talking about the prospect of a corporate minimum tax, how it would work, the effect it could have. It's on the table, at least right now, in Congress, you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you think that big corporations pay their fair share in taxes? What would a fair share look like? If so, do you like this idea or not? Call 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions. Let's go back to your calls now. Jeff is with us in central Wisconsin. Jeff, hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
What do you want to bring up, Jeff?
Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse, as I mentioned, coming into the conversation, but I mean, this proposal has been visited many times before, and it solves all the problems, every single problem we have with taxes. The billionaire's tax, the millionaire's tax, the corporate tax is a flat tax. It's a simple concept. It solves everything. It's simply the more you spend, the more you're taxed. Rich people spend a lot more than the guy on welfare. So if you have a situation where you're out buying things, you will be taxed more. Simple. I don't understand. I know it has been addressed. I don't know why it's not being implemented.
And I just want to be clear, Jeff. A lot of times when people say flat tax, Jeff, they're talking about a percentage of income. You're talking about a percentage of sales, of consumption here. Do I have you right?
Percentage of consumption, correct.
Gotcha.
Whatever you spend, you're taxed on.
Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. Tom, what do you think? Consumption taxes, we have sales taxes. Could that be the basis, though, for a wider system of taxation?
Well, as the caller mentioned, it's certainly been proposed a number of times to have a wholly consumption-based tax. Like with any proposal, there are some pros and cons associated with those types of taxes. I hesitate to start a lecture on what those may be. Suffice it to say that one challenge to those types of taxes is that, as the caller mentions, obviously people of means tend to buy more things than people of more modest incomes. But of course, people of more modest incomes also spend a larger portion of their income on consumption goods, right? So rather than, say, investment goods. People of more modest incomes are generally spending virtually all of their income in consumption, and thus virtually all of their income would be taxed. Whereas people of more significant means have the ability to store away some of their income in a variety of forms and would thus be able to avoid that tax. So the problem of people of means avoiding taxes has always been with us and will likely always be with us.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Tom, I've seen one argument in favor of the corporate minimum tax going along this kind of lines. Big companies have an unfair advantage in some ways over smaller companies because they can afford the best accounting and legal minds to help them avoid taxes. The mid-sized company, you know, maybe they've got okay accountants. The smaller company, the owner is the accounting department.
Yeah.
Does this make a more level playing field potentially for businesses of different sizes?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if that will end up being the case, but I think that it's pretty clear that that's one of the goals that's trying to be achieved here. And that, you know, that's a real thing, right? If you're a small business, you know, it's just a struggle to keep on top of all these regulations and tax codes. You know, whereas if you're a billion-dollar enterprise, you have a team of professionals that that are out there working on that problem every day. And so that does create the possibility of some real inequities. Whereas if you sort of created, you know, this sort of thing where it's a sort of additional tax or an additional minimum tax really on really only larger firms, you know, potentially you get away from some of those inequities.
An argument against sometimes any tax increase on wealthier people or corporations is that, well, they're just going to find another way with those fine accounting and legal minds to avoid these taxes. Do you think that's a reason to not pursue this kind of thing?
Well, I'm going to try to stay away from what my opinion on is on these things. I have an opinion. I think that taxes are a question of what society wants. So how society wants to, where it wants to get money from for public purpose and how it wants to spend that money on public purposes. And so to the extent that we're having a discussion about who should be taxed and how they should be taxed, I think that's a positive thing for everybody and for our society. And that's what I at least see going on here for to some extent.
We're talking to Thomas Kemp, professor and department chair in the UW-Eau Claire Department of Economics, looking at the idea of a corporate minimum tax. It is one of the ideas on the table among Democrats in Congress, looking for ways to pay for it, to offset at least some of the costs of their infrastructure and social spending packages. You can join in with your thoughts or your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go now to David on the line in Deerfield. David, hi.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, David?
You know, just thinking about the corporate taxes and the people who don't pay taxes, corporations that can give the Republican Party a couple of years ago $450 million, but they don't pay any taxes in Beloit, Wisconsin. And my point that I thought about is when people are involved with a corporation where they have a hold of a lot of money, you know, CFOs, CEOs, COOs, whoever they are, and think about it. They say, gosh, I'd like to have a rocket that I can charge people money and we'll go in orbit, just around the Earth. Think about when those people are saying that. Do they think about the people that put $4 worth of gas in the tank of their car because that's all they can afford that time? Corporations should be paying more. They should be paying something. And when you see corporations that can finagle their way out of paying anything, I'm old enough that I remember the Silverado affair with the savings and loans. And there were people who stole hundreds of millions of dollars, and 200 wasn't enough for somebody. The next person stole 300. The next person stole 400.
I gotcha. David, thanks a lot for the call. Now, David, thanks for calling in. Tom, Pew Research shared results of a survey in April this year that showed a lot of people, I think, are on a page with our caller. 81% of Americans said that corporations don't pay their fair share. At least this perception here is out there, Tom, that, people do want to see corporations pay more.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing. Boy, you know, you look at those numbers that you cited a little earlier about large firms and them not paying any taxes, and you know that gets my blood up a little bit, and I'll bet you it gets, Pew Research suggested it gets a lot of people's blood up. So I can certainly understand that. I mean, the challenge with this thing is that, you know, for larger firms, it's relatively easy. I don't mean to say it's zero cost, but it's relatively easy for them to move earnings overseas. Mm. Right. And that's one of the significant ways in which they're able to reduce their tax obligation. And of course, the federal government has, you know, very limited authority, when we're discussing overseas activities. And so some of this conversation that we're hearing around this about, you know, global minimum tax, as well as, you know, the Biden administration has thrown us out there. A couple senators have been discussing these ideas. It's been a challenge for a long time to try to get some of the larger firms to pay taxes because of the relative ease of which they can avoid taxes. And so, you know, to me, if we think of ideas as taxes, sort of this social discussion, right? The fact that we're sort of beginning to start seeing a global discussion about what corporate taxes should be, I think it's going to be a while in coming, but it's at least the beginnings of starting to think about how we can stop this, right? So we can stop this sort of race to the bottom with corporate taxes and large business entities.
Thanks for the call, David. We'll go next to Tom in Milwaukee. Hi, Tom.
Hi. As I hear the corporate tax, I think our party is confused because the corporations, when they are taxed to 15%, the corporation is simply going to pass on that expense to the consumer. And what happens with the consumer is that the wealthy consumer won't have a problem getting 15% increased taxes on their bread or on their food or on their cars. That won't bother them. But the middle income and the lower income people will be punished by it. The same thing has just happened as gas prices have gone up 50%. And the people that are wealthy, they don't care if they pay a little bit more for their gasoline. But the people that are middle income and the people that are lower income that are trying to get to work, they're being crushed by these kind of taxes. So
I gotcha. Tom, we don't have too much time left. Tom Kemp, the idea that you raise a tax on a corporation, well, we end up paying for it anyway.
Well, it's true. I mean, some of taxes are going to be passed on to the consumer. However, in most markets, not 100% of that is going to be passed on to the consumer. It takes certain market irregularities for a firm to be able to pass 100% of a cost onto a consumer. So we shouldn't sort of think of this as a complete zero-sum gain. Does it produce the, you know, sort of are the on paper results exactly what ends up happening? No, this it's more complicated than that. But as you mentioned, I think most people are of the opinion that, you know, these taxes should be raised. And again, it's about what society thinks should happen in the whole.
Tom, thanks for the call. And Tom, thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Always a pleasure.
That's Thomas Kemp, professor and department chair in the UW-Eau Claire Department of Economics. We talked to him about corporate minimum taxes, like the one being produced by a small group of Democratic senators.